it was an incredible honor to be in the chamber for this landmark speech. I think the Pope was very careful not to be overtly political, but he laid out some very clear challenges. He said that we can't sit back and let this environmental disaster persist without action from Congress. He challenged us to step up to the plate and get off the sidelines when it comes to this refugee crisis. I think he was smart not to prescribe any specific policy solutions, but I don't think there's a member of the House or the Senate that couldn't leave the chamber today not understanding that he was telling us to start working together to try to fix these environmental problems that plague especially the most vulnerable around the world, and these humanitarian crises that are in many respects the worst that we've seen in most of our lifetime.
He also urged members of Congress to respect life in all phases, which of course drew applause from those opposed to abortion. What was your reaction to that?
Well, I certainly respect the church's view on the question of abortion. I disagree with it, but there hasn't been a single speaker who's come before a joint session in which I walked out agreeing with 100% of what they said. That's just the nature of the dialogue that we have with the Pope and many other leaders around the world. His overall message was one of providing support to those in need at all points of their life. He made that clear, and I think he made a very persuasive case, albeit with some tough political issues that he's not necessarily going to be able to bridge the divide on.
Do you think the members of Congress, either in the House and Senate, will take action because of what the Pope said today on some issues?
Well, what I hope is that the Pope's visit really inspires this country to rise up and say, we need Congress to act on the issue of climate change, because if we don't, there will be catastrophe. I'm hopeful that people will be calling their senators and representatives asking, what are you doing to stand up for the most vulnerable, those children that he talked about? So I'm not necessarily sure that senators or congressmen are going to, act or going to break the gridlock just because of the Pope's speech, but to the extent that he really inspires his followers all across the country to political action, that may make a difference.
Did you have much of a chance after the speech to talk to some of your colleagues about their reactions?
I think people were, very impressed and hopeful that this is going to be a moment that, won't simply exist in time today, that it will last. So I think there was a lot of hope leaving the chamber today.